This is the Community Elements programme, and I'm in conversation with Mr. Donald Anderson, who is the, well, as you could call you, founder, manager here at the Breadmaker. Would that be true?
Not so much the founder, but certainly the chief executive of the Breadmaker, and I've been here since its insertion.
Excellent. How long has it been going now?
The Breadmaker's traded from 2006. However, the project's been running way before that from our founder, Dennis Durnough, who's a local GP. And Dennis had the idea of doing something more outreaching for adults with learning disabilities in the city centre.
Yes, because your website actually says the Breadmaker is a commercially focused social enterprise producing high-quality bread and confectionery to provide meaningful training, educational and social activities to adults with learning disabilities. So how's that been going? Have you actually seen the business growing since you took over?
We have 24 adults with learning disabilities. Our adults with learning disabilities are our main focus of what we do day to day. Our adults with learning disabilities work within the coffee shop and serve the general public, allowing the general public to see what adults with learning disabilities can do and what they can produce. And I suppose take any stigma away from adults with learning disabilities.
Yeah.
The other side is our bread. We've got a bakery just underneath our coffee shop where our adults with learning disabilities work with non-disabled staff, and they produce some amazing bread within our premises that goes out all over Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire to some of the best restaurants in the Aberdeen or the city and Shire, as well as some of the best shops.
Fantastic. And you find there's a good deal of support from these different establishments for this bread and for the work that you do?
The bread that we do is real handmade bread that has no additives. If we can make a loaf of bread with bread, flour, salt and water, that's what we do. And there's certainly a resurgence of good quality artisan bread, both commercially, restaurants, etc., but also people being more educated in what's going in their products. They're not looking for E-numbers, they're not looking for different additives. Our bread, we make it that day. It's not going to last a week, it's going to last 1 or 2 days, and then it goes out to the birds. So within what we do, our adults with learning disabilities are a big part of that. So it ticks two boxes, if you like. People that's looking for real quality, but tying up that real quality with adults with learning disabilities. The adults with learning disabilities can produce some of the best bread in the North East.
I'll tell you what, I've tasted some of that in that lovely Mediterranean sandwich that I had earlier. Okay. It was absolutely ace. It was really, really good. So you have a lot of, like, you use lots of sourdough starters and such like?
We do a sourdough. One thing that we wanted to do when we started the bakery was introduce sourdough to Aberdeen, because there wasn't the same appetite for sourdough when we started 10, 11 years ago within Aberdeen as there was in London, Edinburgh, etc. Now, it's a real change, and people are travelling a lot more, so and finding sourdoughs in different countries, etc. And then they're coming back and they're looking to buy sourdough from a local bakery. Our sourdough in the last 10 years has grown in sales probably 800% in 10 years, and that's a more awareness of from customers and restaurants that sourdough actually exists, and that plus other speciality breads.
Wonderful, because I love sourdough. I think it's brilliant. So do you have your own starters that you've been using for the last 10 years? Because people probably wonder how it's actually done.
We borrowed our first starter from a lady in Campbell, who is very precious about her starter, who's been running it years before that. And we took a piece of Clara's sourdough, and we've continually fed it. We, to this day, we've made a few mistakes. We've lost our starters over the years and had to restart our starters. But that's sourdough. So if we need some starter, we know where it goes. And that's part of the game of sourdough. But we're at a stage now where it's a very, very large starter that we need to keep our sourdough going. Yeah. If we're producing 30 to 40 sourdoughs some days. So it's a lot of starter to keep going.
Had you ever thought about having like a pizza oven outside?
Our ovens that we put into the bread maker, we've got a top and bottom heat, something like a clay oven. However, it's slate. So I suppose, with being a baker myself, we knew what we were doing when we were kitting the place out. So we wanted to...
Authenticity.
Yeah. We wanted the slate oven to make our bread as good as we could. The lovely, if Aberdeen City Council allowed us to put a clay oven outside, possibly. I don't think so. And certainly the volume, that we need a big clay oven.
You certainly would. So could you tell us what the trainees have been able to go on and do since actually working with you, and how long on average they come here?
The bread maker's quite unique, that there's no start or stop date at our training. If we engage with a trainee, some of our trainees have been with us for 10 and a half years and become part of our staff, part of not so much culture, but being a big part of the community. Because the community get to know certain individuals that serve in the shop or make the bread, and it means that they're part of something. And that was one of the biggest reasons that we started, for our adults with learning disabilities not to be excluded and just go to day services to enjoy a service. We wanted them to be part of a community, that the community could actually come into a shop and see our adults with learning disabilities working, change people's mindsets about learning disabilities, that just because you've got a learning disability doesn't mean to say that you can't produce high quality bread, you can't produce great customer service, you can't go on to produce or go on to work in a supermarket. And some of the things that we've covered at the bread maker will follow on to future employment, such in supermarkets, and give great customer service in all different walks of life.
Excellent. I think that fairly well covers a lot of what I was going to ask anyway. But it would be great to know for people how they could get involved. So if there's someone who was wanting to become a trainee, who hadn't tried this before, how would they go about it?
Our referral process is really done through Aberdeenshire and Aberdeen City Councils. That anybody that has an adult with a learning disability that wants to get involved, go through their social worker or their care manager, or applies to us directly. And if there is a place for the right person, we'll speak to those individuals or those agencies that can make it happen.
Brilliant. Okay, how can people come on and support, short of coming into the shop and buying things, how else can they support you?
The bread maker is quite a unique charity that we're set ourselves up to be self-sufficient, hence the reason that we have a trading arm, the bread maker, making bread and the coffee shop. However, just like every charity, we're always looking for those extra funds, especially for our new project, which we're setting up a training academy that will deliver SQA qualifications that somebody can take to an employer. And rather than an adult with learning disabilities having a blank CV, they can, I've worked at the bread maker, this is what I've covered at the bread maker, I've achieved a qualification that's a recognised qualification. So we're just in the midst of having a new property at Riverside Drive, and within that property we're launching our SQA Academy. And within that, we're looking for funds. So that just like the bread maker, we're looking for funds to kickstart everything that we do. People can get involved by visiting our Just Giving page, Just Giving the Bread Maker, donating money. We run a volunteers programme. So if somebody wants to volunteer for a certain amount of time each week, they can volunteer for us. And then, yes, coming in and spending your cold hard money at the bread maker and supporting us that way.
Okay, when do you think the academy is, all things considered, going to be open and ready for action?
We're looking to take our first intake of pupils, trainees, around about the end of the summer. Whereas we've just, in the last 2 weeks, had the property painted. So it's decorated, tables and chairs have been donated. So that's wonderful. And we're just really in the throes of speaking to Aberdeenshire Council and Aberdeen City Council about taking on trainees and how we engage with more adults with learning disabilities, possibly doubling the reach of our current intake at the bread maker.
Would you have a cafe down there as well?
I'm not sure. All depends on how well the property goes. If there's a need for a cafe down there, I think that we would certainly explore the avenue of if people would use it.
Right, Mr. Anderson, thank you very much, and I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.